Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hey, you guys. We're back again with another one. I feel good. I know that I've been lacking, but listen, y'all, bear with me. We back. I'm about to get it together. I'm about to get it on the roll. Okay, we back. We back and we better. So today's topic is about the art of negotiation. I am giving you entrepreneurs tips on negotiating. Okay, negotiating is like such a big deal, you guys. Like you need to learn it, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you're just a working class person. You know, like, I just feel like negotiation is like, it's such a crucial skill for entrepreneurs. Like, it plays a pivot like role in various aspects of business, right? Like partnerships, whether it's like you negotiating for like me in retail with brand ambassadors, right? Deals, getting a better quote for product, right? Contracts, you know, someone that's coming out to do a job, being able to negotiate, or even a space, you know, and even for employee relations, y'all. Like, being able to negotiate what your employees want, or you as an employee being able to negotiate what it is that you want, what a job that you want to obtain. Mastering the art of negotiation, like, it can take a huge impact on your company's success, right? And like, I mean that in the most like humblest way, like, by the grace of God, you know, that that was kind of like, and I'm not gonna say it was it's just in me, right? But it was something that was like taught to me early on, right? And I say that because, like, I come from a line of hustlers. Like, that's what I come from. Like, my mom's a businesswoman. My dad, you know, a businessman or whatever the case may be. And just, you know, coming up under that, it's like, you gotta know how to negotiate. You know, even if it's me negotiating with my mama to get what I want, you know, as a kid. Oh, I'm gonna do this, but can I have this, you know, or... You know, like my mama doing it with me. So I think that, you know, I was taught it at an early age. So I'm going to give you guys some tips to help you become a more effective negotiator. And like I said, it's not just for entrepreneurs. It could be for the working class person, like just for anybody. Negotiating for buying a new car, negotiating for a new salary, negotiating for... buying a house, you know, you buying a house that's in foreclosure or something. Like, it could literally be for anything, or it could take you from being the regular working class person to being a business owner, just simply learning how to negotiate and figuring out what it is you want and how do you get what it is that you want, right? So first and foremost, you know, I just feel like you need to prepare thoroughly. And when I say that, you have to research the other party's backgrounds, their interests, and the objectives, right? Understanding their needs, the pain points, and motivation. It's equally important, you know, knowing your own priorities and limits, right? So when I say knowing your own priorities and limits, it's like, well, this is a priority, right? But I can't go past this point because I'm pushing it. So say I'm going for a job and, you know, this job is requiring, let's say it says they want an associate's degree, but you have like a bachelor's, right? That's right above associate's. So even though they're looking, it's required to have an associate's degree. But listen, I'm coming in with a bachelor's degree. And whatever y'all are offering for the associates, I want like $5,000 to $10,000 more. And you do that research, right? Like I said, you have to know the background, the interests, and the objectives on, you know, the other party's needs, their pain points, and what motivates their company or them, right? And so in order for you to get that $10,000, because I say between $5,000 and $10,000, right? You start, I feel like, in the middle. You get what I'm saying? Or you could start like in a higher middle, because that's me. I'm always go high, but that's what I'm saying. You have to know, you know, your limits. But if you do the research on what the bachelor's position would get, a person that have a bachelor's degree would get, then you will know, okay, this is their peak. Like, you can't go past this. But it, even if a company feel like they're saving just, I feel like, a little bit to get still what they want, and in the long run think about it, then it's like you'll still get what it is you're asking for in that nice, a nice median, if that makes sense. I hope it makes sense. All right. So, like I said, going from $5,000 to $10,000, because you have a bachelor's degree, and they only want someone, they just asking for someone with an associate's degree, but they did interview you here. So it's like, well, hey, you know, I know you guys are offering this position and you required an associate's position. Well, listen, I come in with a bachelor's degree. I have 1 or 2 years experience. You know, I think I'd be a great candidate for you guys. This company, a huge asset for you guys. And I really would love to join the team. You know, like, can we negotiate something out to bring me on where, you know, we find a good median for me and a good median for you guys? And I don't really see most, I don't see too many. Now, they have some companies that are on strict budget, smaller companies, right? But corporations that's requiring you guys to have certain credentials, you know, they are having the money to put out there, you know, and if they're requiring a certain thing, then they also would like something that's higher than what they're requiring. So I don't think a person would be not willing to negotiate, right? So, you know, just think about that when you are applying for the next whatever it is, right? Be willing to negotiate. Knowing your own priorities and your limits is important, right? So then you basically, after you get out of that, you define your clear objectives, right? You got to establish your goals, the desired outcomes for negotiation. You get what I'm saying? Be specific about what you want to achieve and what you're willing to compromise on. That's super important. So if you're asking for this $5,000 to $10,000, right? But I'm also letting you guys know, I have 2 years of experience. I have a bachelor's degree, right? And I'm willing to do X, Y, and Z for your business. So I'm willing, I want to achieve this extra $5,000, $5,000 to $10,000 bump in salary, but I'm also willing to, you know, give you guys extra benefits with having me. So having a clear vision will help you guide your strategy. Okay. Hear me out. I know I be speaking a little fast, but I be dropping gems on you guys. I'm focused on the win-win. I always be like, a win is a win. No matter if it's a big win or a little win, a win is a win. So when I say that in this art of negotiation, right? Excuse me. Focus on that. Focus that a win is a win. You heard me? A win is a win. Strive for a mutually beneficial outcome, right? Where both of the parties feel like they're gaining something. That's all people be wanting. Even if it's a little something, they just feel like they got something. And I've learned that just working in the retail industry. Like, you could say, you could have a sale and say, oh, everything, you know, today, 10% off. You know, like, it's not a big thing, but a win is a win to the customer. It's a mental thing. A lot of things are mental. Because it brings in that emotion and those feelings that a person is getting because they feel like they've gained something. Or like when what's the word? I know it's definitely touching in with the feelings and emotion. Like when you go out and you see something on sale, it just feel like you got something, like buy one, get one half off. And some companies bump the prices up. You know, you don't know because you didn't, maybe you do know, maybe you don't know, but something might be $50, but it's buy one, get one 50% off. But now that item that was $50 is now worth $65. So now you buy one, get one 50% off, and you feel like you're getting 60, you're getting something off, but you really didn't. It's a mental thing. But with this, right, you got to make sure that the everybody is getting a benefit, right? Again. And then that approach basically helps build a positive relationships. And, you know, it lays out that foundation for future collaborations with that party. Because we both are getting something from this. And like with retail, another example would be like me working with brand ambassadors. You know, I tend to, you know, I've paid females, but I don't think that was effective for me, paying females to collaborate with my brand. But I feel like, you know, if I work with local females and I'm like, you know, hey, well, you get complimentary free clothing, you don't have to pay for it. All I'm asking you to do is just tag us on social media. I'm getting exposure to your live, your feed, right? Your followers, and you getting free clothes that you don't have to pay for. Retail price. So to me, a win is a win. Even if I've gained, you know, 10 to 15 followers from your post, hey, that's 10 to 15 possible buyers. So to me, a win is a win. Message. So, you know, still in this art of negotiation, you have to be able to have effective communication, y'all. Like, oh my God. Communication is everything. Communication is key, y'all. Practice active listening and understanding of the other party's perspective. That's super important, and not just in negotiating, but just like in life. Clearly articulate your points while being respectful and open-minded. You can't go into a negotiation session and just like closing out everything that's there, because you might miss out on your blessings because you focus on one particular thing and that's your one. You know, like that's like Shark Tank. You know, people are going on Shark Tank to negotiate and sell their business and themselves. But you might say, oh, well, you know, this is what I want. But you have all these other opportunities that you may not have thought of. But if you just have a closed mind, then you might really miss out on a blessing. So it's very important that you be respectful, like I said, and be able to clearly articulate your points. And you got to be open-minded. And then like nonverbal cues and tones and body language also plays a huge specific role in communication. You know, not making that eye contact or like fidgeting, like just being able to control your body gestures while, you know, keep having your poker face on, but also being as relaxed as possible and not uncomfortable. Because you want to feel like, you want a person to feel like welcome and, I guess, relatable, if that makes sense. I think you guys are adults and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about in that area. So then next tip I would say is to build a rapport, right? Establish a rapport and a positive atmosphere during negotiations. Like I just said, you want the other party to feel comfortable, feel your energy. People are more likely to cooperate when they feel comfortable and respected, y'all. That's facts. That's why I say, if you just, you know, so uptight, you can have your poker face on, but also crack a little giggle, have crack jokes. Like, it's okay. It's okay to be human. Like, you don't always have to be in, like, so serious. You should be serious, but also know how to communicate, you know, these different, like, gestures. You would have to learn it. If you don't have it in you, you would have to learn it. Because me personally, it just comes natural to me. I'm a natural seller. I'm a natural, I feel like, negotiator. Like, it's never been a time that I've gone in with the previous deals I've, like, signed, contracts, whatever, where I did not get something that I felt like was a game. Only one contract I signed in, I was like, I could have gotten a better quote. If I wasn't so pressed, I was pressed. So I feel like I did not go as hard because I just was so pressed at the time and I was coming to a deadline type of thing. I didn't get a better quote, but I'm pretty decent with negotiating. Like, I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And I mean that's with a lot of different things, like not just business, is with a lot of shit. I have the gift of gab. Yeah, Google that, gift of gab. That I like to say that I have the gift of gab. So the next thing I would say, you know, knowing that, you know, you want people to cooperate, you have to make them feel comfortable and respected. So stay patient, stay calm, relax. Go with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more time. Stay patient and calm. Negotiation, you guys, can sometimes become tense and very prolonged, okay? Patience is essential in these type of situations. And like I just told y'all, from a personal perspective, I was in a rush for something and I feel like I could have gotten a better, you know, deal, but I was such in a rush, I wasn't patient. So I just had to take what I could get. I got a little bit extra, you know, I felt like it, but patience. If I had been a little patient, I could have got a little bit more. And avoid getting emotional, right? Be able to maintain a calm demeanor to make rational decisions, y'all. That is super, super, super important. So important. If you feel like, you know, you're not getting what you want, you can always come back to the table. You don't have to make that decision right then and there, because when your emotions start to come in, then you are kind of making irrational decisions because you're making decisions off of your emotions. So that's something like I spoke on before on a pod a while back. Emotion, entrepreneurs have emotions. So maybe you should go listen to that pod as well. Avoid it, y'all. Avoid getting emotions. Hold your composure as long as possible. When you get in the car, then hey, cry your eyes out. Be upset, curse, scream, holler, whatever it is. Come back to the table tomorrow or next week. Come with a better game plan. You got time, right? Use silence strategically, you know. And when I say this, after making a proposal or like a counter offer, resist the urge to feel the silence, right? And when I say that, sometimes the other party might respond with a more favorable, you know, terms if given time to think, right? So when I say you can always come back, but you don't have to, if the room is quiet or, you know, the other party is quiet, you don't have to, you know, like, you don't have to feel like, oh, well, it's so quiet, it's not working out. It's giving the other party the time to think and, you know, just take in what you just offer them. Think about what it is that's happening in front of them. That's why I say patience and being calm is like a huge, huge factor when negotiating. You don't have to feel in that silence. Really, just sit there. Just sit there and you think about what's happening. You think about, you know, whatever they possibly could say in return so that you could have another comeback. Think, it's an art. Literally, negotiation is an art. I thought this was a great topic to talk about. So after, you know, I'm telling you guys to just relax. That's the best part in these areas. Relax. Offer and ask for justification, right? When you feel like in that moment of negotiating, you are faced with like resistance, ask the other party to explain their objectives. I always tell my friends that don't be afraid to ask questions. That's something that my mama instilled in me as young. Ask questions. Nothing is wrong with it. Ask them to explain, you know, so that you understand better. So likewise, provide reason and justification for your proposal. When they come with you with their explanation, you know, you have to be able to reason with why you are presenting your proposal and your offer. You get what I'm saying? This can lead to better understanding, you know, and a future potential compromising situation because y'all both understand a little bit more. A win is a win. A win is a win. Okay. My next thing would be explore creative solutions, right? Be open and like be open to solutions that address both parties' needs, right? As I say, you have to listen, you have to be respectful, you have to be open-minded, you have to be patient, you have to be calm. And when it is quiet, It's okay. Just think, relax, chill. Right? Because you have to, we are here to negotiate. We're here to, you gain something, I gain something. Right? You give a little, I get a little. Back and forth type thing. Creative problem solving can lead to outcomes that might not have been initially apparent in the beginning, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you come up with solutions while y'all are both there, then it's like, we probably didn't even think about this when we first sat down. But because we're going back and forth having these conversations and we're filling out each other's wants and needs, desires and wishes, then we might be on to something. So definitely be able to explore those creative solutions, y'all. With any negotiating, it's important next to know when to walk away. It is super important. Understand your walk away point, the point at which the deal is no longer favorable. When they're like drowning you out, like you not getting nothing that you wanted, nothing that you asked for. At this point, you just need to say, fuck it. You have to know when it's like, and it don't have to be that same day. It could be tomorrow when you realize, nah, this not really working in my favor. Because it'd be a lot in that one moment. As I say, you got to be patient and you got to be calm. Because you need to be able to listen and retain information that you are getting at that moment. But, you know, you have to know when it's not working out for you. You know, because some people are great negotiators and they're here to drown you out. Like, they're fast talkers and they're not coming to see what it is you want. But most people are. I would say probably like 90%, you know, they want to hear it out. That other 10%, you know, their ass, their pains in the butts. Because if the negotiation like isn't yielding mutually beneficial results, like what does that make sense? You have to be prepared to respectfully decline. I'm gonna take my talents somewhere else. Period. Because you're not giving me what I want. You're not even giving me a little bit of what I want. I'm taking my talent elsewhere. They're going to recruit me over here and I'm going to get what I want. So that's why I say you have to be patient with negotiating. You can't be so quick to take offers or decline them because you don't know. You might be missing out on your blessing. You might take an offer thinking it's something great and then just lock yourself into a badass deal. Be careful, artists. That's super. I didn't even mention that in the beginning, but like I said, it's not just for entrepreneurs. This shit is for anybody because even artists, rappers, singers, dancers, just anyone needs to know how to negotiate. You need to know what you bring to the table, what it is you want. But if it ain't benefiting you guys, peace. I gotta go. And that's just that. All right? So you have to be able to, after that, you know, I'm going to walk away, use anchoring wisely, right? The first number mentioned in negotiation can serve as an anchor point for the discussion. That's holding the number down. We starting at salary, like we were talking about a job. So say this job was starting off at like 70,000. And like I said, that is the number that they have on the ad. You know, we need an associate's degree. We starting off at 70,000. That's your anchoring up. You cannot go lower than that. And then all you want to do is go higher. Right? So when making that opening offer, choose a number that is strategically aligned with your goals. That 5 to 10,000. 5 to 10,000. That is what you are asking for in equivalence to, I have a higher degree. I have 2 years of experience. I have this, this, and that. I think it'd be a great, you know, like you have to be able to make it make sense, right? Then you got to stay flexible because negotiations rarely go exactly as planned. So you have to be prepared to adopt and adapt your approach based on new information, you know, and, you know, changing circumstances. You have to be able to intake it and be like, okay, let me think about it because I know you didn't think about it. Before you came here, you're not knowing what the other party's going to say. But you might didn't know you wanted this or they had this other option opposed to, you know, you said, well, I want 5 to 10,000. They might say, okay, well, no, we could do, you know, X amount of pay PTO or we have these extra benefits over here or were willing to invest, you know, 1 or 2 years into your education. Some shit is don't have to be monetary. A win is a win. So you got to be able to stay flexible, all right? Stay flexible, major key. And make sure you document agreements, all right? Super, super important. I be wanting anybody to sign because I just be like, people are so weird and people are so crazy. It's just like, if you got this shit in black and white, you could always sue them. Once you've made come to an agreement, right? Once you guys have reached that agreement, make sure to document the terms clearly and comprehensively. You understand, they understand. Black and white, we sign on a dotted line. This helps prevent misunderstandings later on because we got this shit in black and white. And there's been times like on my end, with retail locations, like, you know, I'm like, this shit ain't right. But I signed it, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to do X, Y, and Z. So long as we got that agreement, then it's like, well, you signed here. You said it was okay in the beginning. So you got to stick with it. Rightfully so. Right? But having that black and white, it really, really, really helps conflict later on. And then, you know, I feel like to top it all off, right? To top everything off, I feel like the party, the person, you, right? You need to be willing to continuously make improvement. Review and analyze your negotiation experience to identify areas to improve. This one didn't go the way you planned, or it did, but how can we do better, right? What can I do different? What did I do wrong, right? Or what did I do right to keep bettering that, right? You have to be willing to keep growing. So learning from both successful and unsuccessful negotiations is essential for growth. Major key, major key. I'm dropping these gems. I hope y'all getting them. The art of negotiation is beautiful. You have to remember that negotiation is a skill that develops over time, you guys. It's not something, like I was trying to say, I was born with it. I didn't know, like, everything that I'm explaining to you guys, but I knew that I could go and be like, okay, I offer this. What can I get for that? Or I want this, but I offer that. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I meant when I was like, it was in me because I was taught it early. But, you know, it takes practice and experience, y'all. So you got to be willing to just want to grow. By honing, you know, negotiation abilities, you can definitely create like more favorable outcomes for your business, y'all. I swear. Like, for real, for real. And you build stronger relationships within the business world from making great negotiation deeds. Like, that's the best thing I could say. Coming up on top, giving someone something more than they asked for, hey, a win is a win. And at the end of it all, the art of negotiation is just an art. There's no limit to it. There's no certain when, where, how type of thing. But these are the tips for you to become better, right, at negotiating. I hope you guys enjoy this. Till next time. Mwah.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money. The lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.